USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
2 days after a jury acquits Kyle Rittenhouse, protesters gathering at this hour in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Businesses telling the Epoch Times that they are worried about their businesses being looted. Reverend Jesse Jackson, a day after marching with protesters in Chicago, plans to attend this afternoon's march along with several hundred people in Kenosha. Storms developing over the upper Midwest and Great Lakes before heading east, expected to cause some issues for Thanksgiving travel. The storm system expected to reach the east coast by Monday. If you're flying, make sure to plan ahead for any delays. 84% of travelers for the Thanksgiving weekend say that they will drive. Gas prices holding steady, the nationwide average at $3.49 per gallon. And the TSA welcoming more than 2.2 million people through security checkpoints at airports nationwide on Friday. It's the most number of travelers since pre-pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
People taking to the streets this weekend to protest the jury decision in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
The acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager who fatally shot two protesters and injured another last year, sparked protests in cities across the United States this weekend. In Chicago, civil rights advocate Jesse Jackson led a demonstration on Saturday through the city's downtown area. Hundreds of people could be seen in one video holding signs and banners marching down the streets. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Dutch police firing shots on protesters of COVID-19 measures who got out of hand. Several hundred rioters torching cars, setting off fireworks, and throwing rocks at police. Meanwhile, thousands of people took to the streets of Vienna, Austria, in protest of new restrictions set to take place on Monday. The government opposing a nationwide lockdown to combat a growing fourth wave of the coronavirus. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A passenger is on the run after their gun goes off. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
The accidental discharge of a passenger's weapon at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport on Saturday led to a lockdown and flight disruptions and at least three minor injuries, as well as plain old chaos in the terminal on Saturday afternoon, as the Atlanta police say they know who discharged the weapon, as the person was being screened at the time. Arrest warrants have now been issued, and the FBI and ATF are assisting with the investigation, despite the fact they say it was not intentional.
The passenger said to be a convicted felon who tried to grab the gun from his luggage when it went off. An Israeli killed, four others wounded by a mosque militant Sunday who opened fire in Jerusalem's Old City before they were fatally shot by Israeli police. A 26-year-old immigrant from South Africa was killed. The attack appears to mark an escalation by Hamas since agreeing to a ceasefire with Israel last May. Thanksgiving dinner said to cost about 14% more than last year, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. Dinner for a family of 10 costing on average about $53. That's up over $6 from last year. Ghostbusters Afterlife exceeding expectations at the box office, pulling in $44 million in ticket sales on its first weekend in theaters. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.